Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So, what's something that you're sure you'd never do but secretly wish you had the guts?
Something that I want to do but secretly wish I want to do but no, I would never do.
You never do it but you secretly wish you had the guts to.
Damn. I low-key want to do a drive-by. I ain't going to even hold you. It's something, like, if I could catch all niggas I don't fuck with in one area, like, I mean, like, the likelihood of them hanging together, because, like, even with 6 degrees of separation, they should never know. But, like, in some case, I would, like, secretly, I would be, like, hanging off that motherfucker. Other than that, probably, like, buying out the bar somewhere just, like, on a humble, like, not planned, but, like, you know what?
Drinks on everything.
I mean, because I've done it at the Blind Barber, but, like, it's a controlled crowd, I know. But, like, just walk to a big place, like, here's the card, drinks on me for the next hour.
I know, that's right.
I would be terrified to get that update from Amex, though, because as soon as they swipe it, Amex be like, oh, by the way, did you know that you spent $1,600,000 at this bar? Or did you know?
Hmm.
Like, well, I didn't even know that was a real number, $100,000.
Damn. And at the bar?
Yeah, the bar. Yeah. I think the most I spent at the bar on some stunt shit was probably, like, $700 for the bar.
$700?
Yeah.
Yeah. I put that aside toward my rent.
Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Harder. I'm your host to hear more. We got a fantastic guest in the house tonight. All right. I'm going to tell you the story before I go any further. This amazing, just amazing singer. You have to see it in concert. I happened to stumble up on a concert one time. I was like, yo, this nigga's crazy with it. And it's crazy because right before I came to that concert, somebody had shared your album with me. And I was like, oh, this nigga crazy with it. Then at the end of the song, he was like, I know y'all been waiting, but the motherfucker had to get the album right, so y'all's gonna fucking just have to wait. I was like, oh, that's that nigga talking reckless as hell, right? So not knowing anything about it, I happened to stumble up on this concert. Saw him in concert. I was like, yo, this dude, right? My homie Ryan Davis was like, oh, yeah. You know, Ryan's super cool. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Ryan Davis.
Yeah, he's super cool. That's home, man. I'll introduce you. I was like, okay, right? So, introduced me to him, changed number, tell him about the show. Was trying to get him on the show forever. Like, then we finally got it. We're here now. Yeah. But Duran came over to the house once, right?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, I just got back in town. I'm tired. I was like, hey, man, all good, man. I was like, listen, if you want to come, because we have people over, I'll send the car for you, right? He was like, oh, I'll drive myself. All right? So we have guest parking, but he chose to park on the street. And he was like, where are you at? Right? And so I'm like, I'm downstairs at guest parking. So he starts walking down the ramp. Duran has this fucking fur coat on, holding his bag, walking down the ramp like this, glasses on. Do you mind if I smoke? First of all, why are you talking to me like Prince? Why?
That was my relaxed voice.
Do you mind if I smoke? It was fantastic. It was one of those things you just have to be there for. A lot of good times, man. But we got him in the studio today, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you listen. Just find everything that he's done and enjoy yourself. That's all I can say. Finally got him here. He had to tour with Erica, and then he got some dates added with that Dave Chappelle thing. Then he had his own concert where he was headlining. You've been busy.
I've been. It's been quite an interesting busy in the middle of a percolator, too.
Yeah, because it didn't stop.
No.
I caught it on my last. I made it through the entire tour. Entire tour from what? June, Tony? Did we start on June to December, a week before Christmas? And that bitch was like, hey. I was like, fuck! I looked.
Y'all,
she got me.
Y'all last minute catchers are really kind of like blowing me because I caught it back in 2020.
I caught it in 2021 early, too. Like, I caught it 2 weeks after my first... No, 1 week after my first shot. For the first part of my what is that? Vaccine.
Oh, yes.
So I called
Vax that ass.
Yeah, it definitely did. And then I called it at the end of the year. And then my daughter called it the week after I called it. And then my wife called it the following week. So we were in Jamaica when my daughter called it. And on our way back from Jamaica, like the day before we left, she called it. So it just made us. So now we good. Now we got the antibodies. I've been walking around.
Come on now.
Licking doorknobs. Like, what's up? What's up? I ain't worried about shit. I'll put this whole thing in my mouth right now. Say the fuck I want. I got strong antibodies. You know what I'm saying? Strong,
you
bitch.
Getting your boost. You getting your booster.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that bitch. I'm gonna get that bitch. You gotta wait though. You gotta wait.
I know. I'm not eligible until February, so you know.
What is it? 6 months or 3 months after you have it? Ah, fuck. Yeah, man. I'm later than you then, because I just had it in December, so I ain't gonna be eligible to fucking June.
Yeah, it's giving summertime boost.
All right, well, fuck it. It is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
At least you're doing your part.
I'm doing my part, man. I be washing my hands and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I take vitamins every day, zinc.
Praise God.
There it is. You know one of my favorite things that you do? Is this right here? Bring it.
I don't know what was going through my mind when I did that the first time. I just remember being in the parking lot of the bank. I had just paid rent.
Yeah, that'll put you in a lot of
You know what I'm saying? Like, just put you in a lot of some moves. Of us paying rent ain't exactly. And I had the camera facing like some trees, and I just pulled it into it. I was like, look, y'all. I just paid my rent, and I had to, you know, the teller was, you know, paid my stuff, and he goes, would you like a receipt? And I said, you know, I really don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Just a constant reminder.
I just don't.
Sitting in the seat, just like, fuck! Turn this over. Every time.
I don't even take the receipt. Don't waste no trees. Why?
No trees. Alright, so, if you're not familiar with the game, man, we got 5 rounds. Each round is a little different than the previous one. Pretty simple. It's self-explanatory, and I'll explain it up top as well. We also got Maya back here. Maya is like the instructor, the teacher. She's here to keep us on task, let us know when we're correct and when we're incredibly incorrect, which it happens to me a lot. Sorry, like, I'll hold you. It's just part of life. It's part of life. But then after it was all said and done, we also have a bonus round, which I'll get into more once we get closer to it. But gotcha. It's super easy, super quick, a lot of fun. Get you in and out.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. First round. Let's get it. Boom, pronounce this word. P-R-E-R-O-G-A-T-I-V-E. That shit sounded wrong when I said it.
Spell that one more time.
I know, right? P-R-E-R-O-G-A-T-I-V. Now, this one my word. You're going to have your own to try to figure out. I don't want you perplexing yourself before you have to. I'm just going to take this one on by myself. But it don't sound right. P-R-E-R-O-G-A-T-I-V-E. That sounded right when I said it fast. All right, It sounds like prerogative, but I know that's like, yeah. That's not prerogative. Prerogative. It can't be prerogative, right?
I thought prerogative was P-E-R.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is prerogative. Prerogative.
Oh.
You did. You were so close. Prerogative.
I said that the first time, though.
You said a lot of things.
Yeah, but I said it can't be prerogative. I said that first.
I mean, you said it can't be prerogative. So
but I said it. It was voiced. I sounded like a Carter. It was. Fuck, proud of me a little bit more. Okay, hit it with the gag. It was voiced.
Listen.
Nothing. I get nothing. All right. I said prerogative.
Is it my turn?
No, it's not your turn. I got to flip over. Oh, okay. It's on the back. Use this sentence to find the meaning. If that's what she wants to do, is her prerogative. That's really how you spell prerogative.
It is. P-R-E?
Really? I never knew that.
Prerogative?
Prerogative.
Oh, this is all types of bullshit. It's her choice. It's whatever you want to do. It's your prerogative. Everybody's talking all this stuff. Wait, let me stop because I don't know if they're going
to. Everybody's trying to pronounce.
Prerogative. I said prerogative, though. I said that can't be prerogative. I know y'all heard, but people that fuck with me. You know what I'm saying, Sally? Fuck me like a condom. You know I said that shit. Strap me on.
Do, 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 do.
The more you know.
The more you know. It's on you.
Awesome. Pronounce this word. Mayonnaise.
Nah, spell it first. Spell it for the people.
Oh, I got this. Mm-hmm. I got this. But M-A-Y-O-N-N-A-I-S-E. Well, I'm glad you didn't ask me to spell it.
That's coming.
Pronounce it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mayonnaise.
Correct.
Yes. Am I saying that? Mayonnaise.
I was wondering why you said it. Mayonnaise.
Listen.
Okay. You wanted to hit every letter. And mayonnaise.
What they say, sound it out.
Sound it out. Mayonnaise.
I just want to clarify that most people mispronounce that. They say mayonnaise.
I do say mayonnaise every time.
Real talk, I say mayonnaise, but how is it actually?
You got it right.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah. You pronounced it right, but I say mayonnaise.
See, I was really, I was being extra, but.
Yeah,
really.
You did. I mean, it worked out for you this time.
All right. Use the sentence to find the meaning. The sandwich is all right, but it could use some mayonnaise. It's a little dry.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We stopping the narrative that black people don't like mayonnaise, okay? We love it.
Wait, now, it's mayonnaise that we like. We don't like Miracle Whip.
Well, they said some people don't like Miracle Whip because they say it's too sweet. I like the tangy zip of Miracle Whip.
What's the difference?
Well, mayonnaise is egg and oil mm-hmm. whipped together. Miracle Whip, I have no idea what that is. That does not seem natural to me.
Miracle Whip.
I could never do it how Stewie does it.
Cool
whip. I always put too much salt.
Wait. It's the real one is Wheel Wheat.
I could never do it.
Cool whip.
Quote. Why are you saying it like that? What, Brian? I just said cool.
No, go like
whip.
Whip.
Cool whip. Whip.
Almost.
Yep. No, I tried at home. Yeah. I got to do it in front of
your wife might think you later.
Tried in front of a mirror first before I tried on her. She puts my hand. Where the fuck you learn that new shit from? Don't do that. Perfect it first. She a real one.
Listen, tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. All right. So he got his on me. All right, here we go. Now y'all know I like wearing glasses. Just about every show that I'm on, I got a pair of glasses on or a pair of sunglasses on, and I'm usually wearing my contact lenses. And that's why I rock with Warby Parker. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores, offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses. And peep this, glasses start at just $95. That's prescription included. Come on, man. We're not talking about those dollar store glasses you grit up, little bifocals, you got to do all of this and all that. No, we talk about stylish. We talking about quality. We talking about affordability. All in one package? Come on, man. Ain't nobody else offering it. You might get two out of the three, but you ain't getting three out of three from somewhere else. No. Especially with the glasses starting at $95, including the prescription. No, man. Listen, I want to tell you guys right now about Warby Parker's free home try-on program, all right? You get to order five pair of glasses. Find them, boom, boom, boom. Pick those three. Five. You have to take the quiz, all right? To get the glasses, you have to take the quiz. Take this quiz, you're gonna pick your five glasses, it's gonna come to you, right? You take pictures in these glasses, send it to friends, see what everybody thinks. There's no obligation to buy, none whatsoever. But if you like what you see, go ahead and cop them bad boys. You get this try at home kit for free, all right? Completely free, and again, there's no obligation to buy, but you're gonna like the way you look. You're gonna send a couple pictures off, they're like, oh my God, yeah, those look great in you. Get them! Okay, why would you not? Okay, try five pairs of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/wording. All right, I did it. I found the ones that I love. Fan complimented me on them. She was like, oh, okay, daddy. When she called me daddy, I was like, okay, all right, well, definitely got to get these. So trust me, fellas, do this. Ladies, absolutely do this. Send pictures to your homegirls. Send pictures to your guy. Let them see what he thinks. You will not regret it. Again, go do the try on at home pair kit right now at warbyparker.com/wording. Again, that's warbyparker.com/wording. Find the odd man out. Ooh, I'm really bad at these. Three of these words are synonyms, and one means the opposite. Which one does it belong? A. Mellifluous.
Mellifluous?
Yeah, it's a Disney movie. B. Euphonious, Euphoria on HBO. C, wooden, and D, melodious. Huh? There it is. Fuck. But what's the first one again? Mellifluous?
Mellifluous.
Mellifluous.
Can you use it in a sentence?
No, because then I would ruin it.
Fuck. Mellifluous. Euphonious. Wooden. I'm going to go with wooden being the opposite word.
Correct.
Yeah, because the rest of these mean sound or something. What do the other words mean? They have to do with sound or music or melody or the things of that. Like, they are in the sound musical realm.
Well, wooden can also be in the sound realm. If someone says your performance was wooden, so can you be more specific?
See, this is shit I be talking Like, well, yeah, artists can go wood when they don't sell no shit, but like, you won't just put it in the same. But this is shit she do to me. She don't never do this shit to nobody else. She only do this to the kid. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, like.
The wooden terminology is new for me. That's why I was like.
Yeah, the only time I've heard it used that is like when somebody doesn't sell well. Like, the album went wood.
True.
You know what I'm saying? But I've never
double
heard
plastic.
It. Oh, yeah. Double, yeah, yeah, yeah. What the fuck? All right. Okay, so you want more specific than what I gave you, even though what I gave you was correct, though.
What about the sound?
Like, melodious is like, it's like, oh, it has a great melody. It's, oh, I heard that. Oh, that who, melodious ass voice is that? Is that to hear? Killing it? It's nice. It's on point. It's correct. It's beautiful.
Okay, there we go. Pleasant. Okay. There we go.
She did all that to get me. Y'all see the shit I've been going. This why the show for the end. Cause I can't win for shit. I'm sick of this. I've been rushing all day. I ain't get to have my morning deuce. Cause my fucking trainer wanted to one more. Give me one more. Motherfucker! I will fire you. When I say I'm done, I'm done. You work for me. I understand pushing me, but sir. Morning poop with my coffee, please.
Yeah, I was taken back. Like, you can't have your morning dude. Like, it throws the whole day.
The whole day. And I'm sitting here, cheeks compressed. I mean, it's like one big ass cheek I'm dealing with right now. Booty hole gone. I couldn't take a shit if my life depended on it right now. I got one cheek until 2:30, until we done here. Shit!
Woo! God bless the booty hole.
For some reason, I feel like it's two different reasons why we trying to bless him right now. Duray, I think... Take your turn, man. Shit. Oh, wait. I did do that. Okay, cool.
You did.
Find the odd man out. Three of these words are synonyms, and one means the opposite. Which one doesn't belong? Mm. Mm. Cavort. Moil. Frolic and prance. I've done C and D.
On stage.
Actually, the last time I did it carefree was when I actually removed all of my garments when I was in Hawaii and I frolicked through this open grassy area. Mm. And I was not wearing my smell good, so, you know, and I was having off in coconut oil, so, you know, I was just, it wasn't going, you know, mess up the whole situation.
Yeah. You gotta protect yourself out there in the wilderness.
Moya?
Correct.
Ah!
All right, so. Now, what do the words mean? All right.
I bet you don't hear them. Well, could you give me a little bit more?
Well, frolic and prance mean to, you know, skip about happily, carefree, if you must. Cavort, though?
Well, they're synonyms.
Oh, yes, right.
Okay.
Okay, so that was it.
Yeah. To okay, play.
All right. Marvelous.
And Moil?
She ain't want no more from him, no. That's crazy. Y'all be seeing it.
See, what did the scripture say?
Favor ain't fair?
No, it's not about who did it first. It's about who did it right. That's the Book of Aubrey. You know, Drake said that. I hate it, but it's true.
Doctor, Pronounce this professional title. A-N-D-R-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. Ologist. Andrologist.
Correct.
Andrologist?
Now take your little giggle, punk ass giggle back. While you thought a player fucked up.
No,
take your little punk ass giggle back. I'm Durant. Your little punk ass giggle back now.
Listen, don't hate on homeschool kids.
All right. Were you homeschooled? Until what year?
Forever.
Really? You never went to like a regular school?
There was a school called Life Skills. It was a computer-based school, but I could have stayed home for that. I did like my last couple years of it, but yeah, I could have stayed home for that shit.
Okay. Yeah. Who homeschooled you?
My mom.
Really?
She's a teacher.
My mom is. I come from a family of teachers.
Yeah, what does she teach?
My mom teaches special ed, and so did my aunt.
Okay. Oh, it's see, the math is math, and now see, I just had to carry the two, and then he brought over the four, and then.
That'll be the last time I try to fucking open up to you. The last fucking time, Durant.
I'm right.
An andrologist is a doctor of what? A, men's health. C, the endocrine system?
Endocrine system.
And C, the lymphatic system. Okay.
Andro.
Yeah, what? Okay. Tony, could you?
Can I go? Wow.
This is the one time I wish the game had like a call a friend.
Okay.
Some shit like this. Andrologist. And I know I've seen this before, but like it's one of those things you glaze over, you don't pay attention to it.
Of course, you use the word glaze.
That's my favorite donut. And who doesn't love a good glazed ham?
Listen.
Okay, let's go with. I feel like lymphatic is like. B.
No.
Yes. Yes. I wanted to get it wrong, so I got it right. It's essentially because I got it wrong. Which one is it?
It's a men's health.
Aha! Yeah, see? No.
Think misandry.
Huh?
Misandry, the hate of men.
The hate of men?
Misandry, so andrologist means men.
What is misandry? I've never seen that before.
It's someone who hates men.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I don't deal with them people. I love a player. You know what I'm saying? But okay, cool. That's what's up.
He's tripping because he's in Hollywood and we hope he doesn't get played.
I mean, shit. It's going to happen eventually at some point, but hopefully my fans still rock with me.
That part.
I mean, it's just the haters everywhere. Pull my chain out on the hoes.
Is this goddamn?
It's Curology, man. They got their own.
What that was? Yeah. It's lip balm.
It's lip balm. You like to see? You know what I'm saying? It's a different design right there.
I need to see you in my office after this. The play is real.
I'm out here, man.
All right, it's my turn.
Yep.
Doctor Feelgood in the morning. Pronounce this professional title. Rheumatologist?
Correct.
Ooh. And a rheumatologist is a doctor of A is skin disease, B is arthritis, C is blood. I'm gonna go with A.
That is not correct.
My side.
Shit.
It's B. Think rheumatoid arthritis.
That makes sense.
You know, we're going to have a whole different version of arthritis for us in this new, because of the texting and the typing and the.
All right.
And whatnot.
Still in the race, coach. I'm still in this motherfucker. I ain't gonna load you for a second. I thought I was out this bitch, but hey. What's for dinner? So tired of asking that. During the pandemic, the beginning, it was just like, oh, what do we cook? Like, what did we cook yesterday? We were really rotating the same three meals per week. It was getting ridiculous. And that's why HelloFresh was a game changer for us. Not only are they America's number one meal kit, but they were our savior during the pandemic. I'm not going to lie to you, because we didn't know. You get in a habit and a routine of like cooking what you know how to cook and what you had been cooking. And we had only been cooking 3 or 4 meals. So when we got with HelloFresh and they offered 50 menu and market items to choose from each week, including veggie, calorie smart, family friendly, gourmet options, providing plenty of variety. Recipes like hibachi sweet soy bavette steak and shrimp. I don't even know what that is until we got it. I read it, I was like, it sounds good, I'm getting it. When I got it and I found out how easy it was, I was like, why wasn't I making this 3 years ago? But they gave it to us, and I love them for that. Not only that, HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality. 72% cheaper? Oh, y'all know I'm frugal. You know I want to save that money, baby. And you can save on average over $65 per month when you order with HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's more money to put towards those 2022 trips or goals or vacation savings or whatever it may be. That's more money for you. Put back in your wallet. Put back where it's supposed to be. Listen, it's a new year, new you. Why not do something different than you did last year? If you were going out, ordering in, all of that type of stuff last year, try something different. Get with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, okay? HelloFresh is here to help you with endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. Sign up today, okay? And I got to go. You know, I got a deal for you. Because I'm telling you, when I signed up, I started zesting and sauteing vegetables and zesting lemons. I had never zested a lemon before. I always go back to that because I was really impressed with myself. I had never did that before. Didn't realize how easy it was. But I want you guys to have that same excitement about you cooking in your house for you and your family. So I encourage you guys right now, go to HelloFresh.com/wording16. Use the code wording16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. You heard right, okay? Go to HelloFresh.com/wording16. Use the code wording16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. You can't go wrong with it. Do it right now. I'm telling you, find out why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. There we go. Spot the fake. One of the words in the sentence is a made-up word. Which one is it? Oh, shit. The Victulia? Is that how you wanted me to say that? Sold me this bottle of arak from Indonesia and suggested I serve it iced with a teaspoon of sucrint. Can you help me with this thing? You want to read that? I'm pretty sure I read it right, but just in case.
I think you did a good job. The victualler sold me this bottle of arak from Indonesia and suggested I serve it iced with a teaspoon of sucrint.
This is why the English language got me off of. Because.
Well, one of these words is fake.
Right? I mean, all of these words are fake.
All of the words are made up.
All this stuff is made up.
Sucrint. Arak.
Sucrint.
I've never seen the three words in question for me will be Victulier, Arak, and Sucrint. And I've never seen any of those as far as I can tell. Like,
I don't know why Sucrint sounds very sophisticated.
It does. It does. But also very fucking made up. It just, I don't know. I'm really at a lot. And then just to throw Indonesia in there, just like, I really don't fucking have a clue. I ain't been to Indonesia recently to know what the fuck is over there and what isn't.
I've been there.
All right, nigga. We get it. All right, let's go with, Iraq. And I'm gonna flip it over. Use the fake word that you have chosen in a sentence of your own. Okay. I was gonna go with a good bottle of cognac, but instead I chose an Iraq. A bottle of Iraq.
That is correct, and that is the correct way to use a real word. It is the booze from Indonesia, or that area.
Mm-hmm.
Victualler is a cellar of liquor,
mm-hmm.
And sucrint is a made-up word.
See, sucrose just sounded so legit.
It did. It did sound like the most official word, but it was the most fake as fuck.
That part.
All right. Spot the fake. One of the words in this sentence is a made-up word. Which one is it? The bread maker ordered a new couche for her baguettes, clonkettes, and sarmatines.
It's very well read.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, those motherfuckers get buddy-buddy and cool and shit. Don't get cool.
I felt like if I read it with confidence, then I would. Sure enough.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough.
You ain't get shit from that read. Now you sitting over there like I was, looking all goofy.
Ordered a new couche. I in my mind, I was going to say couche, but you know, it's couche.
It's a couche board.
Okay. Clonkettes. That really does, like, But let me find out sarmatines is actually, I'm going to go with clonkettes.
Okay, flip it over.
Use the fake word you have chosen in the sentence of your...
Man.
Okay. I went to the bakery and asked for an extra side of clonkettes with my iced mocha.
I was wondering how fucking far you was gonna take this made up ass sentence. I went to...
I'm using my imagination.
There you go. All right.
Well, good job, because you used a fake word correctly.
Oh, shit.
A couche is the linen that they use to spread out the baguettes on so they can rise. A baguette, we know what that is. Mm-hmm. And a sarmentine is a breadstick.
I feel accomplished. In fakeness. No less.
My wife said come over and smoke with her. She got these baby Jeters.
Listen, I got weed right here, child. It's all she needs. We got this right here. Where is my other thing that we got ready?
We could do it after the show, Dre. Yeah, don't put it on the camera, man. You're going to scare the sponsors away and shit.
Yeah, I keep just hitting my head against the world. You know, it's just...
It's the world. It's against me.
Spell the word that Maya gives you. Maya, what you got for your boy?
Tahir.
Mm-hmm. That's
your, me. Your word is the noun prophecy.
The noun prophecy?
Well, it's spelled different if it's a noun or a verb.
That is true. I don't know how to spell it either. P. H. R. You know, R-O-O,
you need an R-O.
R-O.
Oh, I see it in my mind.
I'm trying to see it in mine, because I'm saying, it's is that an F or is that a P in the H again?
I see it right now. It's on the movie.
F-F-F-E-C-S-S-Y-G-H. The silent G-H.
The silent.
You spelled it P-H-R-O-F-E-C-S-S-Y-G-H. That is profoundly incorrect.
Profoundly
incorrect. All the extra words, letters are silent. So most people typically don't add them in there because you don't have to pronounce them.
It is spelled P-R-O-P-H-E-C-Y.
Yeah, so that H is, the first H is silent. And then, but you know what? I ain't gonna hold it up going back and forth with, like, shit I know is correct. I'm gonna let Duran go.
Oh, you gotta flip over the card.
Oh, shit. Oops. I was ready.
Said you ain't doing it.
Use a sentence to find the meaning. She hoped a prophecy in her fortune cookie would come true. This prophecy is just, it's like a foretelling of good fortune or a foretelling of a future from some miscellaneous So what's so like a fortune cookie or, you know,
the pastor?
Well, I don't know if I'll call a pastor miscellaneous source, but it might be a pastor, it might be a, you know, fortune teller, you know, something like that.
A prediction.
Prediction of what could possibly happen, you know, potentially given the right circumstances and the weather conditions. Yeah.
Okay, because Mother Nature be going in.
Shit. Okay, so I got half credit on that one?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Right. So are you, brother?
Yes, dear, lay it on me.
Duran, mm-hmm. Your word is medieval.
Oh shit, I see it in my head. Oh, I see it in my head. Yeah.
M-E-D.
I'm the rat.
E-V-I-L. I think that's it.
So, let me get this correct. You spelled it M-E-D-E-V-I-L.
M-I-D. No. Yes, I spelled it that way. The first way I said it, yeah.
Okay, well, that's wrong, too.
Let me tell you something. If she would have let him change it from E-D to I-D, I would have flipped everything that's flippable over in this goddamn room. Tables, lights. Sandbags, stitch coin, everything would have been fucking flipped.
But you never asked if you could.
No. I've been doing this for over a year and a half. I have asked. Okay? You want to spell it correctly for him, or do we need to?
Well, the correct spelling is M-E-D-I-E-V-A-L.
Mmm. You were so close.
That's what she said. Not to me, which that's what I heard she said. What I heard.
Somebody watch him like, the fuck?
Woo! Okay.
That would get y'all every time. Every time.
Yo! You're so stupid. All right.
Goodbye.
Flip it over.
Flip it. Use the sentence to find the meaning. The medieval castles left standing today are mostly ruins. Medieval is a time where there was no electricity. Mm. You had to get around by horse and buggy. Mm. Knight in shining armor. How do they move around wearing all that stuff?
Well, I mean, you get used to it.
It's a time where the knights and king, you could get knighted, mm-hmm. You know.
You can still get knighted.
Oh, you can get knighted today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Sir Patrick Stewart was knighted.
Yeah, that's true. And, what's the guy with the little glasses?
Elton John?
Elton John. Wasn't he knighted too?
Well, he's got a banger song out right now. I don't know if he was knighted.
Oh. She was like, well, I mean, he makes good music. But.
That part. Yeah, it's... The medieval times bore me. It reminds me of...
The time before Bidet.
I know, right? Remember that movie Willow? Okay, yes. You remember? The little people.
That was,
That was medieval times. And also, Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Men in Tights. Okay. Dave Chappelle!
Dave Chappelle was in there.
We're men, manly men. We're men in tights. We roam around the forest looking for fights. Boom! We're men in tights. Watch what you say or else we'll punch out your lights. We may look like, what is it, sissies?
I haven't watched that movie in so long.
I haven't seen it. Either. I just remember that. I used to watch it all the time. It's just there. It's just there.
A lot of information
that. Okay, I'm going to give it to him. Okay, it's the period, the 5th to the 15th century in Europe. Right before the Renaissance, but after the fall of Rome.
I heard what you said, motherfucker. Now I let you go with a lot of shit now. You got two more and I'm going to start getting in on the 6th head. You know what I'm saying?
My hat on.
No, I'm trying to throw the hat out. Don't you dare try to cover up that forehead. Talk about put my hat on. Alright, we made it to the bonus round. Maya has two cards. I'm going to let you pull first. You pull your card, you just sit it face down and hold it there. And I'm going to take whatever card's left, and then we're going to get into this bonus round. The card is going to tell us Don't be trying to read shit. Just,
I'm not trying
just
to read nothing. I'm just trying to decide which one I'm going
where
to
the energy's coming from?
You know, that's it's just if I'm going to be on the top or is it the last that's going to be the first? I'm just.
You don't know how to act. You know why people don't get to take you to polite society. All right, so the card typically tells us what we have to do. This one says, read this quote from Macbeth. As if you are auditioning for a role of Macbeth, you have 20 seconds. So I'm going to go first, and then you'll go right after me. Okay. Now, I'm going to be honest with you people. I haven't read Macbeth. I'm aware of it, but I did not like the way they talk back then. All the THs on the end of shit, haveth, calleth, willeth, youeth. Don't like that shit. All right, so I'm just putting it out there. Probably going to fuck this up. You understand me?
Okay, so here it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like always, you're going to get half credit for reading it correctly and half credit for reading it under time.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is a tie, I'm going to go with which one performed it better.
Mm. Okay,
indeed.
Good to know. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Methought I heard a voice cry, sleep no more. Macbeth does murder sleep. The innocent sleep, sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care, the death of each day's life, sore labor's bath, balm of hurt minds, great nature's second course, chief nourisher in life's feast.
Right over time, and you messed up just at the end, but it was a good performance.
I'm so sick of this shit.
We have some Tylenol for you if you need some.
Fucking right at the end. I am a glutton for punishment.
Wait, you gotta flip. You have to wait. Tell me when.
I'm ready. Let me know when to go.
Oh, as soon as you flip it, she's gonna start.
We will proceed no further in this business. He hath honored me as of late, and I have bought golden opinions from all sorts of people, which would be worn now in their newest gloss, not cast aside so soon.
Thank you. Thank you.
What the fuck is this?
That was really good.
It's a goddamn cool. You guys just, oh, really? Really? Y'all clapping now? Now y'all able to clap for performances and shit.
It's really good.
It was really good, Tony. It was really good. Huh? That's what
I've studied.
That was that's what butters your buns, huh? That's what it is? That's what gets the motor going? All right. I'm sick of this shit. Maya, whenever you're ready with the scores, just give me this shit so we can get this nigga fucked out of here. I'm sick of this shit.
Duran,
yes.
You did fantastic all the way around. You got 100 points. And that rendition of Macbeth rivals Denzel.
Oh,
you know he pronounces his name actually Denzel.
I saw that video and I was like, that can't be real.
It's actually pronounced Denzel, but for
the masses, yeah.
Denzel.
Wow.
I'm glad
I know, because I mean
Denzel.
Did you see that Denzel Washington
movie? Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I love Denzel.
I love Denzel.
Denzel.
No, oh my
drives
god,
drives me crazy.
Yeah, he did the right thing.
Yeah, he did. Maya, what'd I get? 110?
No.
115? Was that 101?
Just go down. Keep going down.
100.7? 190?
No. I'm just going to tell you. It was 60.
Wait. That was Liz? Or was that?
60 out of 120.
What grade is that? Because I was homeschooled.
That's like a D.
A D minus.
You didn't have to put the minus on it. Your D suffices. You know the D isn't good. The minus is just ass insulting. All right. Cool, man. Hey, well, thank you for coming by. You know.
Oh, listen. Anytime I can come and just bless the space.
Okay. Yeah. You guys want to say anything since you're such in the fucking clapping mood? You guys want to?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. You love me. You really love me.
Fucking hate it here. All right? We're going to have a team meeting as soon as he leaves. Just know that. We're going to shut these fucking cameras off because we gotta talk about some shit.
Not before you step into my office about that.
Listen, I'll tell you where to get it from, but, you know, I'm excited about it. I love this little thing.
No, that looks cool.
I love it.
I'm upset that I didn't have it first. That's
what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching. I want to thank our special guest, Duran Bernard for coming out, hanging with us. New music? What we got going on?
Man, I'm working on my new project.
Mm-hmm.
And also working on some other things that involve not music.
Okay.
A little bit of acting.
Oh, okay. I thought it was talking about OnlyFans, but I'm going to let them live.
You know?
I'm going to let them live, though.
You know, going back to that question that I asked earlier when it was like, what would you do that you wouldn't do, but if you had the guts to do it, I would start an OnlyFans.
You know what I would do?
I would. But see, here's the thing. But see, the difference with mine is, it would be themed.
Oh.
You know, it wouldn't just be in a hotel room or something like that. No, it would be shot with a red camera.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm going to have my music and whatnot. And then, you know, and I'm going to direct it too. Okay. Because, like, I know the angles and the things that I like to see as a consumer.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's important. Yeah.
And it's going to be variety too. It ain't just going to be like just, you know, skinny niggas like me. You know, it's going to have, you know, it's going to be fluffy. It's going to be tall. It's going to be dark. Some shit. All that stuff. It's going to be all inclusive and just expressing, you know, my you know, what I like.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, man, I get it.
I figured if I just shot it all now, released it in 20 years, maybe I wouldn't get it. Like, look what I did when I was 30, y'all.
Yeah, when I had the body, I had the energy to do it.
Oh, I'm still going to have the body.
Okay, well, there you go.
I mean, I know you just...
Duran? Now, I let you get away with all that shit the whole show. And I told you you only had two more, but you
that was my last one.
That one counts as two. Now, you and your forehead, pack up your shit.
As long as I can take the dust mop as
a oh, you son of a bitch!
Because you know my fans. Yeah,
not you. That's enough now. That's a goddamn enough.
That's what she said. Again, not to me. But that's what I heard she said.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching another episode of Wording Is Harder. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll see you next week where Duran is going to come actually dressed as a. I had nothing. Fuck, I tried to get it together.
He tried. Let's try for effort. A for effort.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.